All right, y'all, what's good? It's Monday Philosophy again. I'm here. Obviously, y'all already know what it is because I've done like two seasons of this shit, so y'all already know. But today I got a special podcast. I'm with my homie right here, Guillermo Crespo. Y'all should know him if you're on the IE because he be on stage with all like Young Thug. He out there recording, editing, getting his thing on. He's one of the front runners out here for the IE, so it's a pleasure to have him right here in the podcast, Monday Philosophy. He don't really do a lot of these, so like I got the first podcast with him, so you know. But I kill myself. But here he is right here. Go ahead.
Hello, how we doing, bro? It's a pleasure to be here, to be honest with you, bro. You know, I've been knowing you since high school. It was only right to be, you know, be here with everyone, and I brought my homie along, Jacob.
Jacob
right here. He'll be doing a lot of graphic designing and
clothing. You can say what's up.
What's
cracking? Y'all got your Instagram, so I want to plug it or anything?
Yeah. Mine's just Guillermo Crespo 1. Mm. It's really complicated, but I mean, yeah, I'm sure you'll get it after the first Guillermo.
Of course.
Mine is Y _ Block Boy.
Hey. What about you, Samir?
What's up, bro? You quiet?
You already know who I am.
I'm excited.
But, I'm here, you know what I'm saying? All right, cool. Well, today I'm gonna, this is for really the entrepreneurs and just people who wanted to start becoming their own boss and all that. Guillermo's like pretty much the epitome of that person because since high school he's been working on this craft and now he's pretty much on stage with, like I said, Young Thug, with Gunna, all them stuff, the YSL team. So it's crazy. It's crazy. So I got questions to ask him. Hopefully you guys can learn something from this because shoot, I'm probably gonna take something from this too. So you already know. So we're just gonna start off with why did you start off video editing? Like since high school you were doing this, like how'd you know this was your calling?
Man, to be 100% with that question, mm-hmm. I think I started filming like the mid of like junior year. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be a psychologist right before that. Like, okay. For a year and a half, I wanted to be a psychologist. And, like, I don't know, bro. I was really good with talking to people. I could, you know, really get down to the problems and figuring out what the root of it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, I was just a presentation of my friend who was introducing me, like, how to become independent. How to be, you know, like, self-reliable and doing everything yourself. And, you know, not having someone else to worry about. Kind of, like, you know, being a boss, so-called. Mm-hmm. But... he talked really though. I just thought what the craziest thing I could think of, and it was like at the time it was like, you know, entering this film industry. Mm-hmm. That's everyone is really common to know how fucking crazy like hard it is. Mm-hmm. You know how just, you know, this it's just like a risk if you heard your son or daughter to tell you I want to just do this.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Because you have to not even tell your parents like you don't want to go to college or nothing. You just like I'm going to hit this.
Yeah, no, I mean I had to convince my parents. You know, because I'm gonna be honest, it's not as easy to tell your parents I'm not trying to go to college no more. Because like, you know, my parents are very Hispanic. They we migrated from like Mexico, Guadalajara, Michoacan. They're all from like just the heart. We go out there every once a year. It's really dope. But yeah, my parents are like. My parents, ever since, like, the beginning of high school, they always motivated me. They forced me to go to each dance type of thing. Because, like, they wanted me to have a high school experience. Mm-hmm. I was, like, here. Because, you know, it's here so much better. So, they always motivated me to do what I really wanted to do with my life. Mm-hmm. And it's a blessing to have that. But it took, you know, I took it easy. I tried to tell them, like, you know, when I started to do one project after the project after the project, you know, more money after the project. Now we're talking more budgets. And so it's like my parents started to trust me and reliability because I started to pick up, you know, payments and stuff like that, you know, bills. I started to pick up responsibility and I didn't let my parents down. My parents started to trust me and started to, you know, so, all right, son, you don't have to go to college and don't. And it's a blessing to have that, you know, but man, it's, I'm not saying like there is like a point of making it because I have so much to learn.
Yeah, no and doubt.
You know, I have so much to go through and like really understand like what else is there to do because man, like every door you enter is someone new you finna meet.
Facts.
And that person is finna know more than you.
All
and like, you know, and it's like, you gotta know what you're talking to and like you gotta know how to talk it. And so it's like, I don't know. I hope.
I feel that. How did you, I guess, not to sound like redundant, but like how did you start getting to a point where you can like get on stage with all these people? Like how did that even happen? A lot of people wonder once they start, they don't know how to like take their connection and stuff to like the next level. You know what I'm saying? So how did you Like, were you just talking
honestly,
to
mm-hmm. support it in a, such a weird way. Like, mm-hmm. I could just owe it to one important person, bro. Mm-hmm. And his name's Connor Films. And that guy, I met him way back. Like, before he introduced me to Nobody, it was like a year of us just kind of going through, like, a lot of, like, closed doors. Like, a lot of, we would, you know, work our asses off and, mm-hmm. you know, get in front of these crazy people. But a lot of times, you know, we got put in bad situations, but we stuck it through. We took every opportunity and every lesson, you know, and we learned from every single thing. And he was very well connected in, like, very, very many things. Like, people mm-hmm. knew who he bro was. And, you know, he just kind of had the open door. Mm-hmm. And, like, he, you know, me and him work really good together. So a lot of the times I would owe it up to him to a lot of the people that I know now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it kind of just starts off with, like, taking it easy, bro. Letting, you know, connections kind of, you know, grow on themselves. You can't force nothing, dude. You start forcing something that's not supposed to happen, you're gonna fuck up your future, like, in a way. Like, you gotta be really easy with it when it comes down to, you know, meeting people one sort, you know, one or another. But honestly, it would come down to just, like, you know, picking yourself up and actually going to do what you need to do, if it's anything. Like, it doesn't even, like, have to be specifically filming and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you guys need to go do something, like, go do something with, like, you know, being okay with failing, you know? Because, yeah. like, it really took that. Because I could bring you back to the very first time of I met this guy. Mm-hmm. And that guy introduced me to this guy after, like, me doing three more projects that were... And randomly, I get a phone call from this dude who I met my first event ever. Bro, I see how you're doing. Like, now that's another opportunity, mm-hmm. you know? And it's also, like, not burning bridges as well.
Yeah,
you know,
of course. Be
cool with everybody and, like, put all your emotions aside. It's business, and mm-hmm. you keep it 100 with everybody, you know?
I feel that. Jesus, that's so crazy. You were talking a little bit about failure. Can you talk a little more about failure? Because is there a point in your... learning experience where you failed, like it was a really big failure, like you had an asterisk on your name,
dude? It's like I think, I don't know, man, you gotta be willing to go in debt. Listen to me, bro. Like, you learn when, you know, whoever wants it in the room the most is gonna get it,
yeah,
at a certain extent. Like, really though, bro, and like specifically the hip hop, you know, rap music industry, that shit, bro, that shit burnt. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, like, it's specifically that. And people who are in the music industry outside, you know, let's go to, like, you know, any type of other music, they all understand, like, American hip hop, like, rap, it's just fucked. Like, you know, people act a certain way because they got to. Mm-hmm. Like, it's on no one's on behalf. You'd be seeing, like, all these celebrities act a certain way, bro, they gotta do that. Like, it'd be on some, like, bad, like, they just gotta act a certain way to fit in. But, like, I forgot your question, bro.
I was talking about a failure. Like, what was your first failure that was really, like, dang, like, this hurt. Like, it's gone.
Dude, I think it was just, like, I can't tell you the exact project or type shit, but it was more just, like, you know, you gotta take the hits of, like, because... I'm not saying, like, every project is a paid project.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not, and it's, so it's, like, I just be taking hits by, like, risking it for the biscuit, bro.
Yeah,
and,
like, you got risky really for
putting my neck out there and, like, it's just, like, the money that I really wouldn't have. And just, like, you know, but making the right sacrifices. Mm-hmm. And as much as I would most think of them, most of them failures, bro, I don't know. Every single one I wouldn't regret doing because it led me to this thing. And, like, you know, like, it's surreal, the situations, like, you know, I wouldn't take back any of the failures because, dude, it's, like, I don't know if you guys ever, like, understood, like, you know, it takes a good business owner, and, like, and I think it was, like, you would have to go through, like, a fast, like, you know, going to food service, customer service before doing anything type of thing, you know, understanding how it is to take shit from people and being okay with it, and you gotta deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, that is something, a necessity, you know, people gotta go through that.
Factual.
To really understand how it is to go about, you know, every business decision, going into, like, just communicating with anybody. So does that make any sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
It taught me so much to, like, fail and so recover, but yeah.
So, I guess, do you feel like you're at a point now, not, like, that you've made it, because obviously we're always going to keep growing, you feel me? But are you at a point now that you can, like, walk, like, down the street or something, and someone's, like, Hey, what the hell? That's crazy.
Let's settle down now. No, definitely not, dude. I wouldn't say that. That's very far fetched. So, right as of right now, bro. I see myself doing so much more.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I am. This is, bro. This is the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, it's only 3 years in.
Talk to him.
Like this is so the beginning, and you know, hopefully one day I don't have to introduce myself no more. You know, like that'll be a blessing in itself, and like. But no, still, dude, I'm still trying to, like, be as you know, humble as possible. I'm not even, like, trying to look as... I'm looking at every opportunity as my last opportunity. So, I treat it like my last. Like, every project, I'm a bitch to post. So, it's like, you know,
yeah.
I don't post every project I do. I post, like, one every, like, 3 months. And I every other project, I don't post because I'm not too proud about. Or if, like, you know, circumstances that I didn't want to happen. So, I kind of, you know, I only post what's better than the last. You know, or if it goes about however I like it, but
I see. Do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite? What's the word I'm looking for? Like a favorite video? Yeah, like a favorite videographer.
Ooh, I mean, I have my fair share. Like I do have like a few mentors.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say, but that's like a very I would say like I have a few people I look up to that I have been introduced to, and like. Those people are just like to just understand what they have to go through to like, you know, let's say like Tenzin, for example. I think he's like at Tenzin. I don't know his Instagram very well, but man, I met that man. I would bump into him at Rolling Loud, and he has like 20 like badges of like every artist, and it's like homie's just everywhere like on his story, everything like that.
Yeah.
And bro is just the most nicest dude if you're nice to him. Like, I've seen him, like, treat me so nice because, bro, it's just mutual respect. Like, we just, you know, communicate and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then I see him treat, like, the guy who's, like, above the guy I know, like, shit. Just because there's no respect. And, like, he's, like, keeps it 100 with everybody. And it's, like, you know, it's true to see that because that's, like, one of 10 people you'll meet.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm saying, like, all the 9 are, like, people who you really want to bring around your family. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's really, I wouldn't say, like, you know, it's, like, I don't know. Like, you know, it's really hard to find that type of people around.
I feel that. What about a favorite project? You have a project that you were like, man, I snapped on this low-key. Not low-key, high-key. A project that you were just like, shh.
Damn, man. Dude. That I snapped. What do you think? I know Jacob, because I've been coming at Jacob with like, bro, how do you feel about this one? How do you feel about this one? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you why, though. Like, let me tell you why I tell that to Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be telling Jacob, like, okay, well, tell me why this, because I don't know. Jacob be telling me the truth all the time. I hate it and I love it, though. But like for real, like you know, you gotta keep the real people around you.
Factual.
And like, he don't lie to me, and like none about nothing. And he'll press me if he had to. So he, you know, he give me a check. And it's cool. So he be, I don't know what in his opinion of my best video would be about.
Personally, I think that. The best, like, my favorite one of his videos was the Hot video they did for Gunna and Young Thug. But
the behind the scenes?
Yeah, that and, I'm trying to remember. What was the, I can't remember the
was
name.
Was it a recap?
Nah, it was a concert video.
A recap?
The most. Oh, yeah.
That's cool, bro. It's fine. I get it. Wait, it was. I used the Hot song. Damn, okay, because...
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, I think so, but the song was Hot in the video, right? Okay, yeah. Okay, I think I know what he's talking about, but it's, like, he's talking about, like, when I was on tour, the Justin Bieber big tour, I did about, like...
Dang.
Bro, I did a lot of Adderall, bro. Like, I'm gonna put it down, dude. Like,
yeah.
I'm not proud about it, yeah, but, no dude... Doubt. That's what I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me explain to you. Like,
I'm gonna find the video.
Please do that. Yeah. Find the video. But I'm gonna be honest, dude. Like, to be so like, you know, be like just a young 20 year old. That you know, I taught myself everything to do, and to literally just like, not understand how big of an influence Young Thug could be.
Yeah.
And like how like just much he like has just helped me go to like just at another point, because people look at it as a whole different way. I didn't change in any way. Just people look at you a type of way because you're around certain people.
Exactly.
And it's really nothing else. Like, I'm not saying like, you know, Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's a weird... That's just something, like, I've just
understood. You, it's not more about how you change. It's about the way people are looking at you that change. So people can put more respect on your name or think that you've changed, but it's really their perspective. You really didn't change, though.
No. So. Honestly, bro, I've just been, like, working on my what I gotta do, you know? making sure, like...
I ain't really talking to you like that.
Yeah, dude, I've just been worrying about, like, I just need to do this. Because, bro, as cliche as it sounds, as soon as I got my diploma, it became, like, a race. Who's finna make it or not? Facts. Like, you know? I don't know if anyone else felt that, too, bro. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, it's like a hunger type of feeling. Mm-hmm. Like, I told myself I'm not gonna do... I'd rather die broke and, like, by doing something I love. And then, like, you know, going about it, because, like, you know, working the 9-to-5 is a very reliable thing. And that's what I used to, like, what I do, bro. Like, I'd be doing that, too. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, it's just having, like, a side hustle all the time.
I feel that. Man, so do you have any, like, new projects popping up or anything that you could tell to the people? Or is everything low-key, low-key?
Man, it's just bro, I'm not going to tell you no.
Yeah.
But I'm going to explain one project before I do that. There's a few more, mm-hmm. but like it takes so many moving projects or moving arms to mm-hmm. do what I'm trying to do now. It takes mm-hmm. time. So I don't want to tell you something and for it not to go through.
Sure.
But man, like, because I'm trying to really take in this director seat and mm-hmm. make sure everything happens the way I want it to do. So it's like, you know, when you get introduced to people, you got to use all the assets you could possibly can.
Facts.
You know, if you guys ever go to an event having the mindset of like, I'm trying to meet so-and-so because they do this and like, we could do this, you know? So it's like, you know, making sure all my assets are good, healthy, and I, you know, follow-ups, do that shit.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is like, all my assets would be good and, you know, but the project I'm really hyped about, his name's mm-hmm. Trey Samuels. I just flew mm-hmm. out to Europe to go do a video. He's 20 as well. Me and him got along. We sit at this, like, dope apartment. His management is great, bro. They've been treating me good. But mm-hmm. yeah, bro, they flew me out of Europe, and then we did this project, bro. It's called, I think it's called Lonely. It's lit. What?
What is this?
I gotta play the video to
find it. Oh, wow. Jesus, why are you, bro?
Oh, yeah, because I didn't post it.
Yeah.
I didn't post it. Wait, so you can't find it?
No, I just, I just gotta play one so I can see which one it is.
That's not it.
No,
that's not it.
This one's Lil Key.
Yeah. Lil Key's dope.
Damn.
What about, while he's looking for it, I guess the question I have is like, so do you have any chance, do you know your end goal basically? Like, what is it that you wanna be? Like staple, like you are known for, like this is your angle, like this is what you worked your whole way for. Do you have anything like that yet?
I'm gonna be honest, I think the steps I'm taking it as like right now, mm-hmm. I'm still trying to like understand like how serious I can like go about this, because you know I'm learning everything, mm-hmm. I'm learning every day, and I'm trying to learn like how best, because all I'm worried about right now is making sure every opportunity in my face mm-hmm. is I'm making the right decision, you mm-hmm. know. I'm not trying to worry about the future at the moment. I'm letting the future go about, because mm-hmm. really though, the only people I'm really trying to like I'm really 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 going about making sure that they're good before like I start worrying about the outside noise, is like making sure like whoever, you know, my loved ones and like mm-hmm. you know, let's say down the line my wife is making sure they're all good before I start worrying about like, okay, like let's be remembered by this mm-hmm. because realistically like it would, like, I would like to go and watch a movie at the movie theater, mm-hmm. like, right here, like, in Eastville, that'd be cool.
Yeah, the Edward.
You know,
that'd be
so dope. Like, but as far as that, dude, I have no idea. You know, I want to do storytelling. I want to direct, like, you know, horror movies and, like, comedies and, like, I don't know. I really want to get into, like, movies because, like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to be chasing around artists, like, until, like, I'm 30. You know what I'm saying? No, like, that's not it.
Yeah.
That's not it, bro. I see those people and I say struggling because... It's a hustle. Everything is a hustle, you know? That's crazy.
Dang, so, I mean, if you can leave a lesson for, like, the little kiddies out there that, you know, they just trying to get on their come up, you can put it towards videography, or you can put it towards just trying to follow your dreams in general. Like, what's your kind of, like, your kind of rule that you can, like, give them to just follow it and... Not definitely make it, but just do what you want to, you feel me?
That was actually, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, he's talking about the video.
Jacob here showing me, like, I think it's the first, this is the very first one I ever did for Thug. And this one was like, it was just, again, bro, all through Connor, like, homie, really, I couldn't do anything without him. But literally, bro, yeah, this is like the first one, but no, this is definitely not it, because Hot wasn't even out yet. No. Bro, I was.
I've asked, what do you use to edit videos?
I edit, bro. I can't tell you.
Oh, you can't send a program?
Bro, I can't tell you, bro. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. And I'm sorry, bro.
Nah, that's good.
Bro, let me tell you why. Jacob knows why. But, bro, I can't. I'm just not telling nobody nothing about how I do my things.
I feel that. No doubt.
And it's like, I can't do that to myself. Like, I've done, like, I don't know how it went about, bro. But, like, there's just a handful of people who I just look at now. And I'm like, this should not be, like, the thing that's going on right now. You know, like, they should not be doing the way they do.
I can
like,
say it.
Okay,
so I can say it way better than me.
All right. We came for tea.
Basically, the problem is if he says, like, what editor he uses, then there's going to be a lot of people that copy his editing
style. No doubt.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's already people that copy his editing style.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty much it.
That's it.
We don't want nobody following.
Yes. That's it. Let's just say that. That's it.
Yeah. All right. No doubt.
No, that's not okay. But no, the point. But let's restate the question, because like, that was a terrible end.
Yeah. There you go.
Damn. Okay, that was the editing stuff.
The last question was, if you got kind of like some steps or like some tips you can give to someone who really wants to go, a kid or somebody who kind of was in the same position, like
okay. So I feel like the best way to answer that is I would not like go into like a classroom and tell kids like, hey, you know, follow your dreams, don't go to school, you know, like. Because, bro, to be honest, bro, it's hard, it would be hard to motivate anybody to do anything freelance and, like, doing anything on your own. Like, just realistically, because, like, man, like, it could just be such a sacrifice in someone. Like, some people get it earlier than others. But all I'm saying, like, as much as I hate to say his name, you know, Russ?
Yeah.
When we did, like, he did work for 10 years. Without like a penny, like wicked, no type of money, and just had them for 10 years and finally made it. So I'm just saying, like, bro, people cannot, like, this is the behind the scenes you're showing me again.
Oh, right. All right, well, there you go.
Well, at least bro, send me one of them things.
I would show you. I'll send it to you.
Yeah,
I'll send it.
So
to
I
you.
Could put it. I could put it somewhere in the description.
I forgot what I was saying.
No, you're saying that you won't go to the classroom and tell. You're talking about Russ.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, no, okay. Russ, I was just explaining. Like, I'm just saying, bro. It's hard to tell somebody, but if you're in the creative set and you're like. You just have like that urge to be something, and like you don't really care, because most people I bump into, like, a lot of the like common, you know, consumer mindsets, I would say, like, you know, they'll be fine with the average, like, nothing. They're fine with just sleeping every day and like going to work and going back home, and
factual,
that's it. And like I know like 80% of my friends who do that, but like I know that they would tell me how upset they do that. You know? So it's like, it's really how much you want it, bro. And it's like, I'm just saying, I've done to sacrifice so much. You gotta be willing. I think it was like, I was watching a motivational video and it was talking about like, oh, you know, this guy took a guy to the beach, put him under the water. Mm-hmm. And then.
How much you wanted.
Yeah, it's like, you know, and the bro wanted to breathe instead
the,
of.
Yeah, the brown, the so drowning
gotta,
one. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I you guys understand. Yeah. So that is basically what I'm trying to explain to you. Like, do it if you really want it.
Yeah.
But if you want that safe route, bro, I've been in my chair in my bedroom talking about, bro, like, I should really just go to, like, commit to getting a normal job. Like, this shit is, like, putting me in bad positions where I'm like, what the fuck, is this really worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm talking bad, bro. Like, I'm talking bad to the point I had to get this tat. Like, I get this arm tatted.
Like, damn.
Like, it was bad. But I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying, like, anything, but I'm just, like, explaining, like, you gotta really want it to really, you know, give yourself up. But I'm just saying, that's in like being a creative and being like independent that way. I'm just, that's for that. Anything else is like, you know, go to school, learn what you got to learn if it needs to, like, take it the safe route, you know, save your money, do what you need to do.
Oh, you got something to say on that, Jacob?
Yeah, okay. So I'd say if you're looking for any like motivation, then I'd say a good standpoint or a good point of view to look at it from is to think of it as, like, there's always going to be setbacks in life. No matter which route you choose, there's going to be setbacks that come with that route. Whether you choose to be an innovator or you want to be somebody that works at Carl's Jr., it doesn't matter. Either way, you're going to have some setbacks in life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So no matter what path you choose, it's going to be a hard path. And if you want to follow your dreams and that's your dream, then do it. because even if you don't, you're still gonna have a hard life.
Yeah. No matter what, your life is just shit.
Bro, so wait. It's hard to say, bro, because in Europe, they got it pretty easy. I'm not gonna lie. So I'm just looking at it, and I'm like, bro, I was looking at everything. Bro, some people get paid to go to college, but so I'm just letting you know, like, it's such a different thing. Like, over here, I feel like your life's been, like, just supposed to go down. Like, unless you get your ass up and work. Like, that's here. I feel like in America, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm tripping or not, but, like, that's what I feel, and it's, like, so much different elsewhere. So y'all need to get that. We need to travel a little bit.
Yeah,
but
factual.
Dude, like,
I've been to Africa, and that's already all down. So
yeah, that's the best I got. I know. Bro, I think America is like set. You're set up to fail.
I feel that.
No, that's a fact.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, shoot, Jacob, you got anything that you also do graphic design and clothing? You got anything you want to plug in here?
Shoot, I do graphic design, clothing, logos, Photoshop for like pictures and stuff if you need it. So hit me up if you need that. My fees are negotiable.
I feel that.
That's so funny.
Man.
It's lit.
Well, it was a pleasure having y'all here, man. I appreciate this. Especially, I know both of y'all on busy schedules. Hold on, before we go, do you have Chicago's or do you have breads?
I both.
You make me sick. Oh. I want bread so bad. Bro. I got the Spider-Man Chicago's. Well, how much did you pay for the regular Chicago's?
I paid $160 because I got.
You got for retail. Yeah, hey, you're in the mood. All right, but yeah, it was a pleasure having y'all. I appreciate y'all coming out here. This is gonna help a lot of people. I hope it's. I know this is like Guillermo's like first interview, so it's like I said, it's a pleasure to have him on here. And thanks for just sharing your story. Thanks for giving me a little bit of your story. Maybe soon we're gonna have to get one with you too. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But thank you, honestly. That's pretty much all we got today. It's another episode of Monday Philosophy. Basically what Grandma said, get y'all life together because you're set to fail. But it's a pleasure. Y'all have a blessed day, and I'll see y'all soon.